that sometimes I make posters.
I'm Caroline Laporta. I'm the web mistress and the person who usually posts the podcast.
Hell yeah, you are. And we are here tonight to wish a happy birthday.
No, or happy anniversary. Whatever we think we're going to call it.
Happy anniversary. Happy
1 year to the whip around.
Yes. I am fucking thrilled for the whip around having its 1 year anniversary. Here's to the whip around. Huzzah!
Huzzah!
Is that it? Can we be done?
Hello and welcome to the whip around.
Wow, overmodulation.
What he said, man. Yeah,
yeah. There's no turning back.
What he said, but smoother. And we are here, everybody. I don't know. I want to say to all of you, happy birthday, happy whip-iversary.
It
is Christmas smash cake.
That's right. It is Sean Hayes over here. I'm here in studio with
Phil Laporta
and
over there.
Chill, Yapsuga.
And through the magic of television.
Not television. I'm not on TV.
It's
you should be.
There's nobody else who would pick up the cue like that. Yes, it is Dave DiOrio. How do you guys feel about it being a year? The 1 year episode, he asked while Jill was yawning.
I know, so sorry.
For totally understandable reasons. But how do we all feel about a year?
Feels like it was just yesterday.
It does feel fast.
Yeah, I remember when we had one table, like against the wall with one microphone.
That's true. Dave, how does it feel a year later?
It's just the beginning.
Right.
Oh,
it's like just the first. This is the first milestone.
That's right. This is, you know what? 99 more to go.
Years?
This is going to be a 100-year podcast.
Fantastic.
I hope so.
That's right. What's weird in the news today?
Dave?
Flying cars are full of bullshit. We did have, thank you, Dave.
It's another Lehigh Valley bomber problem.
We did.
Again.
In your pants. We did have a 1 year party, well attended by some whip around favorites. Everybody who's currently on the podcast was there. Dave, what is a fine memory that you had? What did you remember? What do you remember about the party, the whip around party?
Well, there's two things. One, the spicy pretzels.
Oh, you're welcome.
They were the best snack.
Okay.
I would think for me. And I just like enjoyed like hanging out with everyone since I'm always on the magic box here. I never really get to interact with you guys as much as I would like. And, recording all of our fun little tidbits that you're going to probably hear peppered throughout this episode. It was super fun.
Yes, peppered they shall be. Mm-hmm. Jill, what about you?
Well, I remember everything because I wasn't drinking.
That's true.
So
I remember that part.
But honestly, yeah, just hanging out and also watching Killer Clowns from Outer Space. That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, it just felt all of a sudden it was on. That's all I kind of remember. Yeah. Like, oh, we're doing this. All right.
It was a good thing.
Phil?
I finally had a Reaper Round wing.
That's right.
That's right.
I get to eat that with my wife and watch her turn bright, like pink, and I did the same thing. And you can see a video of it on Facebook.
Well done, sir, posting that promptly. Not that you never do, but you were like, why wait? Up it goes.
Yeah.
Now, I want to keep us moving along at a steady clip. And to that end, none of us know it all, right? None of us know it all. So you might recall I mentioned the end of the long, dark night last episode when I mentioned that at last there is now beer for dogs.
Yes.
Right.
The good boy dog beer or good. It's hard to know where to stop.
Right.
Good boy dog beer company or good boy dog beer, whatever.
There needs more punctuation.
And I exclaimed, does anybody else remember? I exclaimed,
cat champagne?
Where is the wine for cats?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Promptly, Citizen Sarah contacted the whip around to say, with a link, in fact, that this was already a thing. And I've got it. I've got the website here, meowingtons.com. and she showed me that there is Pinot Meow cat wine. That is unbelievably sold out right now. I
Does it smell like cat piss?
No, I hope.
I don't know, but it does say here it is non-alcoholic, made only with organic ingredients. You know how cats get about those rats
sure
have to
do.
Be organic.
So I don't have any.
And it mentions here, non-alcoholic cat wine, while you indulge in a glass of Pinot Noir, your kitty cat will happily indulge in Pinot Meow, made of organic catnip, water, sea salt, and organic beets. This may perhaps be the best thing that ever happened to us. Seriously, though, grab a bottle of Pinot Meow cat wine and unwind with your favorite feline after a stressful day. Happy drinking. Prrr.
But the reality is that because neither of these are alcoholic, you actually can't get drunk with your pets. And that's really the shame. So I feel like it doesn't even matter. They can't
Thank
call them
God.
Cat wine and dog beer because they're not. It's not wine and it's not beer. It doesn't make your dog or cat drunk.
Wait a minute.
Right, and to be fair, Caroline Laporta, our webmistress, also she was second. They were both quick.
Yeah, it was amazingly fast.
This.
Wait a minute. Is there not non-alcoholic beer though?
Yeah, but obviously that's an afterthought to beer, so it's almost like they skipped
Same
an important
idea. Okay,
step.
Just
Dave,
checking.
You sound like you were saying something. You had a reaction
I'm
to all
I'm
this.
I'm just disappointed with the name. What is it? Pinot Meow?
Yeah, the brand, Dave, the grape, such as it is Pinot Meow from Meowingtons.
I probably would have went with, like, Cabernet.
Oh!
You know what? We're probably going to get another slew of emails saying, there is Cabernet. I haven't delved as deeply as maybe I should have into the varietals. I'm open to all puns, as everybody knows, and I'm sure all of us would appreciate any offerings as to what other wines could be called. Dave, do you have any more off the top of your head?
No.
Okay. I think we should buy it, though, and try it ourselves.
Sorry.
Moscato.
Nice.
You feel good about that one?
No.
Because I feel like if it's all organic and like natural, we should be able to drink it.
You know what? Maybe that's there's something to that.
No.
That the whip around actually sounds... maybe there's a whole like bevy of like unusual
beverages.
Products for pets.
That we can
or
try.
Just unusual beverages that we try. Oh, Jill, what have you gotten Phil into
I
now?
I like it. I want to try some Cabernet.
I'll be honest.
Let's make use of my functional alcoholism. Let's go for it.
Well, it's not going to make you drunk, though, so who cares?
Yeah, it's more like...
We can try.
We
can
Welch's
try.
It's Welch's grape juice.
More like your catnip problems.
Yeah. It's going to taste like Manischewitz.
So...
that's a good segue.
Manischewitz, I guess.
Oh!
That's not bad. It's not
Booyah.
Bad.
Booyah kasha. So, yeah, and thank you again. If anybody has anything to say to us,
we
cat,
hear
beer,
it.
Wine related or not, thewhiparound@gmail.com. is where to go, or just reach out to us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or Phil's beautiful head and just scrawl your message in permanent marker. And again, thank you to Citizen Sarah and Caroline for pointing that out to us. But guess what we're able to do today that we haven't been able to do in quite a long time, folks? We get to listen to Jill.
Oh.
The little segment that she likes to call...
Here's the thing.
Good Lord.
So anyway, I had surgery almost 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. And
nice.
Yeah, so basically they took my nose apart and put it back together because I was having trouble breathing for like my whole life.
Yeah. You said they like...
They lifted it up. Yeah, the tip was up on my eyebrows.
Jill was sniffing her eyebrows.
So gross. The thing this week is that being single is awesome, but it really sucks when you're sick. Like, being alone and sick is awful.
I
realize the difference, too, between, I think, men and women to a degree, where the one morning I was still really bad. Like, it was only, like, a day and a half after surgery, and I wasn't feeling well. Like, the medication was messing with my stomach, and like I was so hungry that I was almost feeling ill and like didn't want to go downstairs to get food, and it was early in the morning.
Were you second or third floor?
Second floor.
Okay.
So
at least there's that.
Yeah, I guess.
Way to look on
the
bright side.
I guess. But like, so I texted my dad, who was supposed to come over and help with the dog because I couldn't walk the dog for a couple of days. And I was like,
Artemis.
Hey, can you like bring me tea and a bagel? Like, I really don't feel well. Okay. That was the response I got. An hour later, my mom texts me. She's like, how are you feeling this morning? I'm like, have you talked to dad? Like, I'm feeling terrible. Like,
bad.
So.
Follow me on Twitter, damn
less
it.
Less than a half hour later, who shows up? My mom shows up. My dad never came. My dad was like, She'll be fine.
Forgot.
He just doesn't. Well, you know, to him, he's like, oh, you don't feel well. Okay. It's not like, oh, you don't feel well and you're all alone. How scary must that be? Like, I just don't know. Whereas my mom, like, rushed over to be with me, which was very helpful.
Did you then, did you, like, pass a, is there going to be a follow-up with your dad, or is that just how it rolls?
No, it's just how it rolls.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to make him listen to this then and see what he says.
It doesn't sound like that would be an easy task, right, Phil. Now. What are you going to do, text him and say, like, you should really listen to Whip Brown? No, what's he going to say, Phil?
Where does he live? Okay. I'm going to show up and do it like a John Hughes style with the boombox outside. Yeah. Listen to your daughter!
She lives in Allentown really near you. Do you really want to do that?
No, I know her dad, yeah.
It's not all farmers market and coffee beans down there, Phil. No, there are some elements.
And he was very helpful with the dog and stuff. But I just think, you know, he's of a different mind of like, well, you don't feel well. Like, he just kind of powered through it. That's fine. Whereas I'm like, no, I don't feel well. I don't want to be by myself.
So is there
is that also a generational thing, I wonder?
Probably.
So Jill is there.
But that's just one of those things that, so basically the moral of the story, though, is if you have a single friend who you know is very sick or who just had surgery or something, just reach out to them and say, hey, let me know if you need anything. Whether or not they take you up on it is a different story. But even just like, I had a couple, like Phil, for instance, of course, because he's like too good for this world, was like, anything you need. And I'm like, I'm not going to bother you. But like, it means a lot. It means a lot. And you know that if for some reason people, you don't have parents around, you live out of state or something, they live out of state or maybe they don't exist anymore. But like,
dead.
Yes.
Yeah. It happens.
What else does that mean?
The one thing we all have in common.
Point being, though, it's helpful to reach out because it can be very lonely being sick by yourself.
What if you're not a nice person? The non-single with a single friend.
Why are you friends?
Ask her. I don't know. Well, that's a good message, Jill, to even for the callous of us out there, to remember while we're busy having spouses, other significant others, and kids. It's, you know, the single people among us, you know, aren't not there. So be there for your single friends because they'll be there for you at least until they get with somebody, and then who knows?
Right, and then they'll be in, and then they'll have their own little cocoon that they can.
Yeah, and then you can guilt them when they don't get you, and you probably get a divorce. Am I right, Phil? One of us is going down, right? Statistically,
I mean, statistically, probably two.
Thank God you're here, Dave. Jeez.
So yeah, Jill, this was a lovely drive filled a drink edition of
Here's the Thing. Good Lord.
And that has been Act One. The 1 year anniversary Act One. And we don't look a day over 50 episodes.
Usually. If you catch us in the wrong light.
So we're going to say goodbye to Dave because he's doing Act One for us. And he'll be back next week when we've got a Halloween episode. But we'll talk more about that later. So, Dave, we shall see you later.
Goodbye, everybody.
I thought it was going to be Fare Thee Well, man.
No, I'm not giving that. No.
We can edit get that in.
Firing on all cylinders here. So, yes, let
Bye,
us.
Dave.
See you, big guy.
Dave, we release you.
Hey, best you ever opened it, guys.
Oh! Hey,
thank you. And the rest of you, we'll be right back. Listen to some birthday wishes now. Because we have them.
I know.
Hey, gang, it's Ward from Bethlehem House Gallery. Just calling to say happy birthday, happy anniversary. 1 year, that's exciting news. Hope you guys get a 1 year birthday smash cake that you can get your faces into. And if you guys ever want me to come back and talk about any strange art world news or things that explode in the night, I'd be happy to. I love listening to the show. I get so much work done. Listening to you guys, you're great. Really happy for you. Here's to many, many more years.
Hey, Whip Arounders, fans, all of them, the legions. This is Stephen Bost, Bethlehem installation, trivia guy, man of many hats, and proud to say guest voice on what I believe was the most listened to Whip Around podcast of the year that they've done. Wishing all you guys and girls a very happy first birthday on your amazing show. Appreciated the deep dive that we did about Michelle Wolf. It's a substantive show and very funny and very tightly done. And please, guys, have me back sometime soon. I got more to tell you about. Before I go, I'm a trivia man. I want to leave you with a trivia question about your moderator. This is Sean Hayes. DeSales graduate. The question, which one of these main stage roles did John Hayes not play in his time at school? Was it A, Bill Sykes, B, Rum Tum Tugger, or C, Tartuffe? I'll give you the answer the next time I'm on the show. Thanks, everybody. Be cool.
Hi, everyone. Chris Randazzo from the Stone Age Gamer podcast here to wish everybody at the Whip Around podcast a very happy pod birthday, birthday or something along those lines. You guys have been doing this for a year, and I think you're just doing a bang-up job. It's a fun show to listen to, and everybody that does listen to it should be happy that your wonderful voices are filling their ears with goodness. So congratulations on 52 solid episodes, and here's to 52 more.
We return now to the Whip Around, year one. See ya. I guess this is the last act two of year one, or is this the first act two of year two?
I'm not singing Auld Lang Syne no matter what.
Do you know what poet or which poet
wrote all
that?
Yeah, because it came up the other week.
Who wrote that?
I can't remember because I don't listen to you when you talk.
It was sort of, Jill. Robert Burns from Scotland.
Yeah, I know.
Not a doctor, but you know, yeah.
Bobby.
Not like Dr. Pepper.
And definitely not like...
Diet Dr. Pepper.
White chocolate Twix.
Oh, so long as you mentioned it, I forgot. I brought a snack
God,
for everybody.
Ew, gross. Keep
not for me, you didn't. Bro,
white chocolate M&Ms.
Can we get
if anybody
can we get
wants
a photo,
some of this?
Nasty.
Don't open the... Don't. Let's not ruin it, Phil.
So creepy.
More or less. Does anybody want some white chocolate? Caroline
no.
got
no,
it for me.
No, nobody does.
Sure?
Literally no.
Were they free?
Not
they
that.
Just,
Caroline
giving them away?
Not that the wrapper crackling isn't a boatload of fun, but no, I don't think anybody wants. And then the chewing is also just A+.
It's
you
be
know
a
what?
Mungbok. Is that a mukbang? Is what it is?
What?
There's
Are you making
whole,
up a curse word for Phil? I'll,
no,
I'll,
there's
I'll
a
help.
Whole like subsect on YouTube of like videos where people eat while they do stuff.
Oh,
it has
God.
A name.
Really?
Yeah, I think
Douche.
It's called muck. No, I think it's
I'm
muck
not gonna lie.
That sounds like an appropriate
it
term.
Gross, I
this
know.
Is probably the least favorite white chocolate thing I've ever eaten.
That is that's not a low enough bar.
Yeah.
So. I just want to point that out.
It's time for weird news.
Thank you.
So I think this time, I'll go first.
Then hey,
we'll
why
move
not?
To Phil, and then some Jill.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ready?
Sure.
Well, it is indeed the Whip Around's first birthday, and that put me in the mind of a tradition that I really don't like. And I don't mean to sort of merge this into
wow,
what made Sean
a lot, jerk.
What made Sean angry this week. Well, now bear with me. I never did like this. Do you remember in school? And to some degree, they do this in office buildings, but in school all the time. Whenever it's somebody's birthday. It's like they're expected to bring in pastries, like,
oh.
you know, cupcakes or cookies
right.
or whatever.
Yeah,
and everyone,
yeah.
it's like.
Elementary school, we did that, yeah.
Well, I've seen it middle. I've seen it high school. I've seen it in college.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, there was some, it was a class I was teaching and somebody was like, it's my birthday and brought in and I was very annoyed. Anyway, I hated that. I have a summer birthday myself, but even if I didn't, I would have been like, no, I'm not giving you anything for my birthday. And I don't want your celebrate any pastries if it's your birthday either.
Sure.
Right.
I don't need your telling me. And to be honest, I don't eat amateur baked goods from anybody I don't know very well.
I think that's safe.
I think
that's a good policy.
Yeah.
And it
yeah.
turns out that my avoidance of Bush League baked goods was well founded. And here's why. Check it out. Andy Knox is a normal guy. He goes to a normal high school. The Da Vinci Charter Academy in Davis, California,
sounds
just
fancy.
West of Sacramento. I guess on the fancier side,
yeah.
but I mean, in that area, part of the country, I figure that's pretty normal. They're not that far from like the Bay Area. Plenty, I'm sure, plenty of charter schools. He was having himself a normal day when a girl he knows walks up to him and she's got cookies, y'all. And I'll let him explain some more. Quote, I was just about to go into my sixth period class, environmental science. We know where you live. We assume that's most of your classes, isn't that right? And a girl who was also in the class stopped me and asked if I wanted a cookie. And I knew her. So I figured, it's a cookie. Why not? And so, like at least 9 other students that day, our boy bites into the sugar cookie. And there's a strange sort of light, crispy crackle texture in there. Quote, if you ever ate sand as a kid, you know, you can kind of feel it crunching in between your teeth, Knox said.
Who remembers that?
I remember the taste of sand.
I remember the feeling of having like been at the beach and eating something and some sand got in there, sure.
Okay. Nails on a chalkboard.
And he said, so there was a tiny bit of that. Normal guy Knox thought to ask if this was a special weed cookie. And the girl said, no, but it did have a special ingredient.
Oh, jeez.
Quoting him again. She said it was her grandpa's ashes.
Oh, my God.
And then she kind of laughed. And I was kind of horrified. End quote.
Kind of?
Little bitch baked cookies with her grandpa's ashes in them. Now, cops were called out to the school, and evidently this shit is verifiably true, though the cops were clear that no clear laws were broken by the juvenile suspect, and the cookies of the dead were, while nasty and wrong, not medically dangerous.
Well, yeah.
The high school principal weighed in on Facebook. This is one of my favorite parts.
Oh, thank goodness.
Stating that everyone involved with this thing is, quote, remorseful, and this is now a personal family matter. Which is interesting because that family matter is making its way through a number of high school students. You know what I'm saying? But now it's something for all of us to chew on. What do you think?
I think what a fun family convo that evening. It was just like, what was her name? Sarah?
Hold on.
Could you just imagine her parents being like...
I had it here. I don't...
We'll say it was Sarah.
Sure.
It makes
that
me...
her parents would be like, Sarah, why?
Right?
What possessed you to put your grandfather into cookies and without our permission? You didn't
ask. Hope. Let's hope fervently it's, without permission.
I mean, you can eat ashes, too. I mean, it's not,
I mean, it's not going to hurt you, but like,
there are, I mean, depending on the cremation style and quality, there'd be bone chips. And,
you would know better than I would.
Yeah.
You're kind of the house expert.
It's not fine, usually.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it makes me think of the apocryphal story of Keith Richards snorting his father's ashes, right?
Which I am told
the Rolling
is not
Stone. Apocryphal, right?
You know, yeah.
Except this one's verifiable and true, and it's grandpa's recipe for cookies, not grandpa cookies. There's a big difference.
Right. It's like, I don't know what you're hoping to gain here. It's right. Not, you know, don't put actual
Why
love.
Would you do
wonder,
that?
Did she do it because it's like Halloween?
I don't.
A fun prank?
I don't think so, because check this out. Here's a little bonus.
Bonus Phil's face is like, fun prank. How dare you?
No, I was thrilled when you said that because I was like, oh, that makes sense, and it's the least creepy answer.
Check this out.
Oh, dear God.
This is the second ash-related incident that this girl has been a part of.
Oh, wait.
After the police interviewed folks, it came out that at some point, I don't know which class it was, maybe environmental science, she wanted to trade seats with somebody. And I guess when the person was reticent to make this exchange, she sweetened the deal by offering a handful of Grandpa's ashes.
Okay. Listen,
so it's like a fire sale.
I don't
want to stereotype. Boom.
Yeah, I don't want to stereotype, but I just remember the kids in high school when I was in high school. So this is probably back a few years, but I just envision her dressed in head to toe Hot Topic and listening to a lot of Placebo.
See, for me, it would have translated that she was like a big, like, The Crow fan.
Yeah, totally.
You know, The Cure.
She's got a vial of blood that she wears around her neck.
Oh, maybe she traded it for tater tots, though. I don't
know. How fat was Grandpa that she's got this many ashes to go around? That's
well, actually, Phil, that's much of the body fat burns away completely. Oh. It doesn't actually end up at the Glyvin.
Nerd.
Yes, so I brought that
to you. It's like sand. You don't need a lot to spread throughout this cookie.
A little bit goes a long
way. It really does.
It's like sand or cayenne pepper.
A little dash
or,
will do you.
Yeah. Oh, little dash of grandpa will do you.
I think it's very sweet.
Yeah? Maybe that's a tradition she's trying to start, too. I mean, it's better that than some kids stabbing their friends because Slenderman told them to.
Listen,
like,
I don't know.
Nobody wanted it straight. I tried to mix it in.
And I feel like if it's going to catch on anywhere...
All right, who's next?
I think that was me. And actually, beautiful segue.
Thank you.
We were just talking about cookies. Sean, do you drink milk?
I don't know what else to do with it, yeah.
Well, I mean, are you lactose intolerant? Or can you drink milk? Because I know you have soy upstairs in the fridge.
It's almond coconut milk.
I'm sorry, it's almond coconut
and
milk.
And that's just for my coffee because I'm a sassy motherfucker.
Okay.
No, but I can drink milk.
Okay. Jill?
I don't, but I can.
Yeah, I tend to avoid it just because it's fatty.
I think I am slightly lactose intolerant.
You seem like you might be.
Things happen when I eat ice cream.
But you love mac and cheese.
This is
not always cheese, just like ice cream. So I think it's more the like full-on dairy.
Well, then you need to leave this country, according to several alt-right motherfuckers.
They're usually so charming.
Don't steal my reference. Okay, so apparently, and this came out in a Times article this week. It dates back a couple of years, and it gets really fucking strange, and it pisses me off. But the alt-right, white supremacists, and other dim-witted racists, there is nothing they can't ruin. First, we can't have tiki torches anymore. Now they ruin milk. Okay? Just like every good lie relies on a little bit of truth, every good white supremacist seems to rely on a little bit of falsified and horribly mutated science. And based on some genetic research, those goose-stepping morons are claiming that the ability to digest lactose makes them superior to other races. Their ability to digest
to
lactose.
Digest fats in cow's milk.
Uh-huh.
It's true, really, really, like, a lot of Irishmen are able to still digest milk later on in life.
Thus they are.
They're really white, though. That's really pale.
Super white. So that's the thing. Okay, first of all, let's just say... And
totally sane so far.
Oh, yeah,
no
totally normal. Everything's
yeah,
normal,
totally
right?
Makes
okay.
sense.
Right, okay. First of all, can I just say that science we know is complicated and we operate in a lot of gray areas as scientists?
Sure.
Gotta be white areas.
We try and make sense of the data we find. Genetics, admittedly, is one of the most difficult sciences because there's like thousands of traits or thousands of genes for a single trait. Like even height is controlled by thousands of
milk fats.
Okay, so research showed that, and I'm greatly simplifying this here, the ability to digest lactose, which normally disappears after childhood, stays turned on in many European populations.
I'm turned on right now.
So okay,
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
For sure.
So the neo-Nazi nitwits, not swayed by the fact that this trait also seems to be expressed in several East African populations, have taken it upon themselves to wear this lactose tolerance as a badge of pride.
Is that what that is? I've been seeing little milk
references. Okay,
wait,
yeah. Apparently, they're catchy slogans like, if you can't drink milk, you have to go back.
Huh?
Well, like,
people are so stupid.
See, they need to be spending more time in poetry class and less time guzzling.
I know, it doesn't even
guzzling
rhyme.
The favorite beverage of the East Africans.
Listen, it gets weirder because there are social media accounts popping up dedicated to this. One of them called "Enter the Milk Zone."
They're so bad at this.
Yeah, why
and
would
by
be
this
enter,
I mean everything.
Why would even be enter? Milkman,
I don't know.
Like, enter Sandman.
Right.
Wow, they needed you for marketing.
Well, like, it doesn't take a genius.
No,
takes not a moron.
It's true.
So there's
very
the
true.
There's your first problem right there. And there are videos of I've only seen a GIF of this thing in
a
the
GIF,
time.
Yeah.
Yeah, a GIF too. In the Times article of a bunch of alt-right bros chugging the manliest of beverages. Just a bunch of people standing around, shirts off, flexing, chugging milk.
Oh.
They want to.
I feel so bad for the Dairy Council.
Can't they just
right?
Can't they look?
I really
so, Sean,
do.
Where are you going here?
It's so homoerotic. Their whole shtick
is, really
is so alpha male. Probably because a significant part of what they're after is this idealization of the male, of this alpha male, and a lot of them are probably running away from how much they like that whole alpha male imagery. And it just seems to me that, A, they're grasping at straws. Go ahead and throw whatever drink metaphor you want in there.
There you go.
But, B, it is so much like they just want to be around dudes. And we are so bad as a society of letting a lot of males sort of feel like you can be a guy's guy and also like dick openly. or they are getting
right.
the impression that they can't. Mm-hmm. And it's making them insane.
Yeah. Jill, how you feeling?
I just don't get it. I just don't, like, it doesn't.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Is it, okay, do you think, Jill, are they trolling or crazy?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
There's definitely, because there's a lot of trolling on that side, like,
yeah,
a lot.
Right.
And so I would imagine that a good deal of it has to be that. But then there's definitely, I mean, all in all, they are all still crazy, regardless of whether they're trolling or not. They're still crazy.
I will be honest. It seems like a bunch of them are dumb enough to fall for the thin veneer of, oh, clearly this is a white power thing and we can stand behind this. Mm-hmm. But to me, it also seems like they really are running out of things that people will believe that make them that set them apart. They're running out of ideas.
I think it's a slurry. I think a lot of the leadership types who have the most attention are just fucking with people, and the types of people who would follow them are very credulous and just go for the literal interpretation.
Fair point.
I mean, I just want to see one of them wear a shirt that says, I'm better than you because I don't shit my pants when I have a glass of milk.
Yeah.
Like realistically, that's what the underlying what the underlying message is. I'm better than
that's,
you
because milk doesn't give me gas. Yeah. Right. And I don't. It's ridiculous, but I just wanted to bring it up because
milk makes my colon happy. Congratulations.
I mean, enter,
does a colon fine?
Enter the milk zone. I mean, really?
I will not.
I don't want to, and it's just. I hate to say it, but it's, what do you call it? Our buddy over at Slow Readers, Daniel Gonzalez, when he made the offhand comment, we're just a bunch of milk-chugging right-wingers.
He did far before
this
was a
thing. He was way ahead of it.
It's on their commercial. It's every week that commercial plays.
He was
plays.
Way ahead of it, yeah. Mr. Daniel Gonzalez.
I'm going on that show again soon.
You should. It was fun.
I'll give you more info later.
But now the term milk-chugging right-winger is a real thing, and it kind of makes me sad. And I might just switch to almond milk just to... You know.
Try the coconut almond. It goes bad rather too quickly. But
I don't know if I could finish it all.
Especially in your coffee.
I have oat milk. That's what I drink is oat milk.
Woo!
Talk about being white. Shit.
You know what? That's true. That is, what is whiter than regular milk?
Coconut milk.
And yeah, and any
coconut.
Other kind
oat
of milk.
Right.
Almond milk.
Alternate milks.
Is
we're the alt dairy. Which is weird because the alt dairy is non-racist.
And we're non-fa.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
Jill, are you
call back?
You want to save us from ourselves here?
Yeah,
please
I do.
Help.
So going from some scary, dumb, angry white men to another white male story, I want you to picture yourselves enjoying a big old turkey leg on a metal plate and having a big old cup of mead.
I'm an
looking
asshole.
Down, watching two... dressed gentlemen go racing towards each other with a giant joust stick.
Lance?
You're at medieval times.
Okay, so there's a
okay,
horse under me.
Okay, this is medieval times.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, well, not
oh, no, under
the turkey
him.
Leg. You're
I'm
watching.
Sorry, I did not picture this well.
You're
I was eating on
leg.
The horse,
right.
And that
yes.
was weirding me out.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, you're at medieval times.
They were not
having
dressed.
A great time. And you're thinking to yourself, what could possibly beat this? Really, I mean, few things can. Let's be honest. Medieval times is special.
I like
so,
it.
I know you do.
To beat it,
I would.
The only thing you do, the only thing that you really can, you dive into a shark tank in an aquarium naked.
Whoop.
So
how are these tied together?
A man in Toronto Friday night decided to take a dip in the shark tank at the aquarium. All naked. This was after he had already been involved in a violent assault at a Medieval Times restaurant.
Oh, shit.
Miles away. So that,
the same night?
Same night.
Wow.
Whoa. This
you is a hell of a night.
Has yet, it was at Ripley's. Ripley's.
I don't.
Exactly. He was bald. There's video.
Hey,
I'll post the link.
It's not me. I didn't do it.
So
He's. I'm giving you the description because he has yet to be found. Oh. They don't know who he was.
Did he have a beard?
No.
You're safe.
I'm clear.
Between 35, 40 years old,
uh-oh.
5 feet 10, 220,
and wait,
with
wait.
A tattoo on his lower leg.
I'm clear.
That's first, just a little screenshot of him.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Just
all right.
See.
What I'm seeing does look like a milk chugger.
He totally does.
He looks like a
who looks
milk
very,
chugging right
he, I want to post this picture. He looks very conscious of the camera.
Yeah.
Like he looks very yeah. like, oh, hey.
He's got this look on his face like, I
and,
guess I'll smile.
He's taken many a mugshot.
Oh, yeah. This is experience.
Yeah. Basically, after purchasing a ticket, he immediately disrobed and proceeded to climb over the security barrier into the exhibit.
Doesn't it seem now, like
maybe
this
totally
is
he bought the ticket.
This is totally relaxed.
But this is a self-correcting crime if you just let it go.
Well, exactly. But he eluded capture.
How?
It doesn't say.
So no.
Did they check the shark's stomachs?
No, although the one woman that was another woman that was quoted in it said that she was worried. She was like, I was worried I was about to watch this guy die in front
She's
of my eyes.
Worried?
Well,
do you know how much people would pay for that ticket? Not
you
for
would.
Me.
Right.
Okay, wait. Can we step back to the medieval times thing?
Yeah.
So they knew this same guy was involved in medieval times.
Yes. In what involved was the, in a violent
what,
assault.
Okay,
that's all that
this?
It says.
Canada.
Toronto. That's all it says. That's the only line about it. But I love that it's the end. Like, the whole article is all about him in the Shark Tank. And then to me, this was the most fascinating part, like, was, in addition, they believe the man may have been involved in a violent assault that occurred at a medieval times restaurant a few miles from the aquarium.
So now, that implies same night. Yeah. I mean,
well,
it's
yeah.
just...
I mean, that sounds like a top night.
No, really.
Medieval times.
Skinny dipping with sharks.
And then swimming with sharks.
I mean, that's pretty solid.
Now, are we thinking meth here? Are we thinking...
high on medieval times,
just
man.
Just Molson? Yeah.
Well,
just
wait.
A lot of
they did
Pepsi.
Legalize cannabis last week in
that
Canada.
That is the opposite
that
of what
is.
Cannabis would do.
Exactly. You would be hugging that turkey leg until there was nothing left.
There is no way.
I don't... Yeah. I just want to know what kind of assault at medieval times. Like, did he take on the knight? Did he jump in the arena?
Okay. This particular gentleman does not look like he confronts major problems.
Right. Right.
I'm going to guess he had an altercation with, like, a flagon of Pepsi. That's what I'm imagining. He's having some kind of a problem with art of some sort and throwing things maybe at a server who was like, sir, are you crazy?
Oh, see, you guys, I would,
or it's meth, and
I
he was
think,
just biting
well,
everyone.
I would think it's probably, this is like a dude that clearly gets into fights in parking lots.
He That's doesn't look
with sharks?
No, in a parking lot, and then he decided to go hang out with a shark. He had to release some tension.
Well, what's neat, though, is that this is a story we're going to revisit. I mean, there's no way.
Once they catch this
medieval
guy, showing
times
up.
Scrapper slash shark swimmer gets away.
He's in our next round of 64 for a mascot.
You know
they
what?
Have his
That's
picture.
A good point. Yeah, that's exactly my point. Unless, you know what? Watch. He'll be a diplomat. He's probably a United States diplomat of some kind who's like, fucking draw, man. Do it.
I wouldn't put it past us.
Well, these are some intense stories. Did you notice each one of our stories has a common thread? And it's upset dudes. It's just like upset dudes. Ah, this cookie. Ah, this milk. Ah,
although yours,
this whole
these sharks.
Although yours was a... lady who made
no mine
cookie.
Is a victim, although if you think about right. grandpa, I mean, he also, you know, right. Went down, but just guys who are upset.
Yeah,
sorry dudes. Now what should we do, Jill?
So I am thinking that in honor of us being together for a whole year, that we could see just how much we actually know about one another and play two truths and a lie.
But you're going to say, let's strip down and get into this Shark Tank right over here.
So
you did have it put in for the 1 year.
Okay, so who would like to start? I'll start.
Well, I can throw.
Well, there you go.
I can throw Dave's out.
Yeah,
oh,
let's,
yeah, let's
Dave.
Do Dave
not
first.
Here.
Sure,
let's do Dave's.
Throw him into the Shark Tank naked.
That's
first.
Right.
This one goes out to you, Dave. Here we go. Number one, Dave was beaten with a bamboo rod under the tutelage of Master Don Straga at the Tang Su Karate School. Number two, he corralled 3 foul balls in 1 Phillies game. And number three, he hosted a public access TV show called The Show on Galloway TV.
Ooh. I think he's lying about 3 foul balls.
All right.
I was going to say that, too. That's my guess as well. What's your guess? Oh, you already,
you
already
you're
know?
Reading it, so
never
I guess
mind.
You have to know.
Yeah, but he didn't tell me which one was a lie.
What?
I'm kidding.
You liar!
yeah, you picked correctly. Hey! He did not corral 3 foul balls in 1 Phillies game. I don't know. We have to ask him. We're going to have to follow
up. I want
to
know about number 1.
Next
man.
Time he's on the show about his beatings at the hands
yeah.
of the Tang Su.
I remember him mentioning
karate school. And he did tell me that the public access show was in high school.
I just, I didn't know about that. I remember him mentioning Tang Su at some point, but like when we were doing the Kickboxing Grannies episode, he mentioned that.
I'm sure I was still laughing about Kane Fu and didn't hear him.
But I remember him mentioning that, but it just seems right for him to be on cable access. Right. I don't know why.
I agree with you.
You have a personality for
right. You got a face.
You got a cable access personality, buddy.
Jill, did you want to go next?
Yeah, I can go next. Okay. 1, there are those who believe I can communicate with the beyond. 2, I once broke my arm, and ever since, I can sense oncoming storms. 3, for some strange reason, drugs have little effect on me.
All right, so we have people think you can talk to ghosts, broke your arm, And now you can predict storms or feel storms. And number three, drugs, little effect.
I'm going to go with storms, I think.
I'm also going to go with storms.
You're right.
Did we get we know each other too well. Do you want me to go next?
Sure, because I got to decide between my two sets.
I like that you admit, like, sure, I'm not ready. So go ahead.
Okay. I overprepare.
Here we go. Number one. I once got into an argument with an on-duty Border Patrol agent. Number two, I once had a date at a Walmart with a girl I met online. And number three, I've had a menage a trois in a church.
The Walmart's the plot of a movie, I think. So I'm going to say the Walmart one.
I only feel like Walmart because you met Kate before online dating was a thing. But menage a trois just sounds gross. Like, in a church.
I know, but because it's in a church, I feel like he would want to desecrate something. So that's why I'm going with Walmart. Oh, finally, a split vote.
Yeah, well, I haven't decided. Sure. I'll do the church one, though. I'll guess that
Watch us both be wrong, of course.
Jill's right.
Oh!
I'm not a menage a fella.
It seems like too many fluids for you. Like,
exactly.
There would be way too many nipples.
Also, it's
way
like,
too many nipples.
I'm not the one that everyone's focused on. You know what I'm saying? Like... If they're focusing on them, like, hey, you know what I mean? And I'm never doing a devil's triangle, which is what that really means with another dude and a girl. So, I don't know. If they're two ladies, it'd be like, all right, we all know what the most interesting pairing is here, and it's not me. Anyway.
I'll sit down and hold the boom mic.
There wasn't what you would call online dating today. I will just say that. But there was, like, you know, chat roomy type deals and fun fact, this date that was set up at a Walmart, this girl and I were both wise enough to know, like, we should have somebody else with us. And my ride or die homie was Dave DiIorio.
Nice. So Dave was the party to this date.
Who to this day is, when I told him about this game, he was like, oh, please tell me one of your options is going to be a trip to Walmart. She had a gray tooth.
Oh.
And it went, here's how well the date went, though. She helped me change my oil.
What?
Well, hey,
is that a metaphor?
Well, she helped me put oil in the car.
Oh, so she
still is that a metaphor?
Need help doing that?
I did. Okay. I couldn't get the hood open.
Oh my god!
Is that a metaphor?
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. I could determine someone's red blood cell count by looking at their eyelids. I have trained a cat that high fives you for tuna fish. And I was the chess champion of my middle school.
I mean, one of those just sounds like total BS.
One feels so anti-science as to be bait.
Right.
But would he be the type that...
But you can't. You can't determine that by looking at someone's eyelids.
Or maybe if you're around scientists all the time, you find out that there's actually a way to do it. And maybe that look at could be unpacked to be like, if I had a microscope. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels...
You mean he's like actually... tricking us with the way he played the wordplay,
which
like,
is
eyelid under a microscope.
Well,
then I can
I'm just saying
it.
It's just
that's
such
cheating though.
It's just I don't know about that. It's just such a beacon that I feel like he wants us to pick that.
Right, I gotcha.
I've never seen Phil play chess. I've seen him play pinball. It's not exactly the same.
I mean, I totally believe the cat.
They're a little different.
Yeah, the cat thing is true. There's no way the cat thing is not. Or he got us perfectly.
Right.
I'm gonna guess it's the chess thing is a lie.
I'm gonna do eyelids.
The chess thing is a lie.
So when Booyah!
I was actually chess champion in my elementary school.
So
because I was
a
fucking nerd.
Of course, it still had to be true. Yeah. I've never broken any bones ever.
I have never had a menage that I know of.
The eyelid thing, by the way, for the record, right. I learned about this from all my time in doing chemo with mom. And if you look at the bottom of someone's eyelids. Or the bottom, if you pull that down, it should look deep red because you're looking at a lot of capillaries in there. They're bringing fresh blood up there.
On you, maybe.
If they are pinkish or whitish, your red blood cell count is depleting.
Right.
And there is a certain point at which when the eyelid gets pinkish enough, I know that your red blood cell count, which would normally be around 16 on whatever scale it is, I know when it's an 8, I know the look of it. Mm-hmm. And that means you need a transfusion of red blood cells.
So really, you only know when someone's blood cells count at an 8.
Or lower.
I just enjoy...
This is not foolproof.
Oh, it's pretty close.
I don't like how this was phrased.
Jill's going to place you under citizen's arrest. I just like the image of Phil like going through like maybe like a dorm and he was in college and everyone's sleeping and he's just like feeling everyone's... But he's like so well-meaning.
And then he writes the number on their door.
What does it mean?
And then people wake
you're
up.
Low.
Like, people like, oh, God. And Phil's just smiling at breakfast like, everything's fine. Everybody's fine.
Everybody's fine.
So this has been a really fun addition to Two Truths and a Lie, Jill. Good idea. If anybody out there wants to play, send in three. We'll try to guess your lie.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah, come on, citizen. Send
anybody
them in.
Wants to send us pictures of you pulling down your lower
and
eyelid.
And let me diagnose you. That'll be fun, too.
We will send it over to Phil, and I promise we won't do anything else with those
I'm not
pictures.
That kind of doctor, but bend over. I'll take a look.
You hear me, Ben? You hear that, Mr. Dover? Now we're going to take a quick break so you can laugh at that joke some more. Maybe hear some more well wishes.
Yeah.
And from our then friends.
We'll come back for Act 3.
Hey, Whip Around Crew. Happy 1 year from the Sex and Violence Boys.
It's Gabe Mara here, along with Rice Nye.
Yeah, that's me. And happy 1 year. You guys
happy
made
one
it.
Happy 1 year, guys. We're all about it. We love your show. We've loved being on your show. It's a great time for all.
Guests and fans. Mm-hmm. That's what we are. Well, I'm a fan first, but.
Yeah, guests. Second.
Second or third.
Of loving subscribers.
Yeah, go give these guys a 5-star review. They deserve
it. Do it now, damn it.
Right now.
Go on fucking iTunes. Go on Google Play. Go on Stitcher.
5 stars. Naked. Sean is amazing.
I said naked. Naked Jane Fonda insists on it.
She does.
So we're watching Barbarella right now. We're in the middle of an episode as well, so it's a good time. So from us here at Sex and Violence and Top Gallant Radio, shows that focus entirely on boobs and penises.
And samurai swords.
And the macabre.
And books.
I'm all about it. Sean, Phil, Jill, and Dave, keep up the great work, guys, and hope to see you soon.
See you soon, guys.
You're the best.
Hi, Whip Around Podcast. I just wanted to say happy 1 year birthday to you. A huge milestone. Hopefully no one gets you any presents because you won't be able to appreciate them anyway. But just wanted to say we're looking forward to another great year of weird and amazing facts. And thanks again for having me and Chupa on the podcast so we could spout off some spider facts of our own. Get it? Spout, spider, went up the water spout. Anyway, here's Chupa. Oh, Whip Around Podcast, I really wish you would look into why cats are really bad more often. There's lots of facts about that, but happy birthday. Bye.
What's up, Whip Around? It's Podadelphia. I'm Dave, and I'm here with my good buddies, Gene and Chuck. Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Dave. This is Chuck Siders. You can find me appreciating the Whip Around.
Yes. The Whip Around's turning one. 1 year old.
That means it gets to start walking, learning its first words, falling down.
That means we have to give it presents.
Oh, crap.
Chuck, what are the Flyers going to give the Whip Around for its birthday?
The answer is obvious. For a show that loves the weird and the out there, the outrageous, they're giving them a gritty doll.
Great job. All right, Gene, what do you want? You want to do Sixers?
I feel like the Sixers would allow the entire Whip Around to come and ring the bell and raise a cat. That's what I think that the Sixers would give.
They're gonna
because
give them a
they
cat?
They love PR. Yeah, they'll give him a cat.
Or cat.
Maybe they will let the Sixers will let Sean bring his cat to the game, and so that Ben Simmons can like raise it. Raise the cat.
Great. Okay, I'll do the Phillies. I think the Phillies clearly Gabe needs to present the Whip Around with a bottle of coconut oil.
Yeah.
To tan all areas of the Whip Around.
Slather it up.
Okay, what are the Eagles going to give the Whip Around? This one needs to be special.
An autographed copy of Doug Peterson's book?
All right, so happy birthday, Whip Around.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Wow. This is the last Act 3 of our first year.
Or is it the first Act 3 of our... Oh my God, I'm tired of that running gag.
It's all you, so don't worry about it.
The first day of the rest of your life.
That's right. Until it's your last day. But you don't get to know about that. The rest of us do. We're all going to die.
Buy a good suit.
And this is Act 3. And we are... I don't think there's any particular business aside from make sure to check out Podadelphia, Philly Sports Podcast. Rate them, review them, subscribe them. Oh, since we're not doing commercials, don't forget, we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Review, rate, and subscribe us, please.
It helps
does
a
really
lot.
Help. And We release fantastic images from Kate every Wednesday on Instagram and Facebook. Those are our posts for the shows. It helps us so much to get to more people if you share those posts.
Yeah, just a click of share.
Yeah, just share it on your timeline. Don't have to write anything extra. Please do that. That'd be great.
Or feel free if you want to riff. Go for it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, don't let us stifle your creativity, please.
Yeah.
And always feel free to tag us in any weird stuff you see around the internet.
Yeah, pass it around. We want to hear from you. We really do. We've been saying that all year. Send it in. We want.
Telling you this for a year.
Please. No, we get one. Please. We love all the. Please write in.
Yes, we love you. Contact us. But now it's time for Three for the Road, that time of the show where we talk about the things we didn't have time to talk about during the regular run of the show or that didn't fit in with the theme of the show. The basic idea remains the same. Each of us will go three times, 30 seconds apiece, to say whatever it is that's burning a hole in our brain. Once our 30 seconds is up, we'll hear something a little bit like this. And that's Desi, the one-year-old, almost, I guess, kind of, sort of.
Basically.
Desi the Desi Bell telling us to shut up. It's time to move on to the next person. And once everyone has gone there three times, the show is over. Purring like a cat drinking wine over here. So who's going first this time?
Jill should go first.
Jill should go okay. first. And then me don't and then to, you, Phil.
Don't need to step forward to be a hero. We all just need to take a step back.
Some have greatness thrust upon them. Help!
Somebody pulled his start cord and he's stalling.
Help me. So, Jill, Jill, Sean, Phil.
Yeah, I'm all down right. with it.
So then, Jill, are you ready?
Yeah.
Jill, are you set?
Yes.
Jill, you go!
So today I got my flu shot. So this is just a friendly reminder to get vaccinated and vaccinate your children. I don't need to post a link to that. That's just common knowledge. Do you need a link to know that the sun exists? No!
Maybe.
Just do it for the health of you and those around you.
Herd immunity, baby.
I'm done.
Oh.
It's early.
Yeah, and in We Need to Use Bidets news, a water treatment plant in Charleston, South Carolina worked for 5 days to remove, quote, gigantic clogs in the sewer system caused by enormous masses of used, quote, unquote, flushable wipes.
Uh-oh.
Officials noted that these deceptively named wet wipes don't just clog sewers, they also damage home toilets and plumbing lines. Plus, their job gets nightmarish from removing all of this. Due to utter darkness at the bottom of the sewage infrastructure, teams had to go, quote, 80 feet into raw sewage with their bare hands and feel around in total darkness. Darkness, said Mike Saya, communications manager of the Charleston Water System.
In Let Darwin Sort Him Out news, the FDA has flagged more than 800 dietary supplements for containing harmful drugs. The supplements not under the FDA's purview for inspection, since they're only supposed to contain non-pharmaceutical ingredients, found that many products marketed for sexual enhancement, weight loss, strength, and other things like that, over 23,000 people are annually admitted to the ER for supplement-related emergencies, and I say good. Let's poison these damn supplements. Let Darwin sort them out, and anyone dumb enough to buy these snake oil products can drop dead instead of clogging up our ERs with erections that last longer than 4 hours.
Okay.
On you, maybe.
It's that time of year, and I highly recommend that everyone who has Netflix watch The House, The Haunting of Hill House. Yeah. It is so good. It's just so well done. It's not like The Conjuring. It's certainly not like that piece of crap The Haunting movie that came out years ago with like Catherine Zeta-Jones and Liam Neeson.
Oh, awful.
So bad. This is so good. It's really a story about a family, and that's the heart of it, and I just highly recommend it. It's spooky, but in an excellent way.
I think we're starting it tonight. And You Thought Humanity Was Doomed news, may I introduce you to WhoPaid99cents.com, a website where you pay to see who else paid to see who else paid to see who else paid. Started by a, quote, computer entertainment company in Brooklyn, the site is very much real and lets you input credit card info and your own or a made-up name of your choice, which is then added to the list. And then you get to see the list. That's it. You don't ever have to feel lonely or stupid again. Rest assured, the company promises that every penny collected will be used to just come up with more ridiculous shit. Thanks. Go capitalism.
Thank God. In Sit On It, Potsy news, I'd like to remind our Canadian and other cannabis connoisseur citizens that you shouldn't be smoking your weed. No. When it's burned, it releases harmful chemicals like any other burn thing. Instead, scientists say you should take your cannabis oil rectally. That's right. Cannabis oil uptake through the poop chute is far more effective than smoking or edibles. Enterprising cannabis vendors. Cannabis?
Holy shit!
are hard at work making sure you can have your weed given in suppository form, and that will be coming to a dispensary near you. So the good news is for anyone, this is good news for anyone who wants to get stoned off their ass.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't affect me.
Yeah, up yours, news.
In bad friend news. John Waddle, 62 years old of Arizona, he fell down a 100-foot mine shaft on Monday when he went looking for gold on its property. he was there until Wednesday when his friend came to check on him. This is where it comes in. Waddle had asked his friend to check on him if he didn't hear from him by Tuesday. The dude checked on him Wednesday after 1 p.m. And while he was down there, he killed 3 rattlesnakes.
Did he text him okay before he first showed up? Too soon?
Did he bring him a bagel?
Too soon? I'm sorry. And because of course news, megasite YouTube went down for millions of users last Tuesday, causing the equivalent of a content-hungry mob to be loosed on the internet. And you'll never guess where they went. Of course they went to Pornhub millions. And the site saw a 21% rise in daily traffic coinciding with the outage, noting a particularly massive spike in searches for ASMR, of course. The surge was temporary, of course, and once YouTube was up and running, internet users once again returned to their cat videos. But they'll be back, won't they, Pornhub? They always come back.
Ha! In nerd news, I got a shout out to Hero Club Podcast. A friend, former student turned actor, Nick L. Williams, and a bevy of his friends have made a podcast out of their D&D exploits. They edit it down, add sound effects, music, and tell a great story. It's like listening to long form improv. And the best part is they create characters you care about. It's a great story. I swear to God, they had me crying at the end of it. These guys have been doing it for about as long as we have. They're also fantastic. Give them a listen. Hero Club Podcast. Nick and the boys, you guys are fantastic.
I want to just hear about a D&D character whose name is L. Williams.
Yeah.
I'm L. Williams. I am the rogue of math class.
Sounds
L.
great.
Williams.
He was one of my magic students, Nick.
Roll.
Brilliant kid.
Roll to see if you can resist me and my moves, L. Williams.
Nice.
Nick, the challenge is out there, buddy.
Nice.
L. Williams.
Well, Dave will know why I said Nick L. Williams, because there's Nick Williams on the Phillies.
L. Williams plays ball for no man. I play ball for no man. All right, everybody. Thank you for being a part of this show for some of you for a whole year.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Keep talking to us. Keep letting us know what you think. Keep tuning in. Keep listening. Keep telling friends, enemies, and strangers. Tell some dogs. Tell some drunken dogs and cats. Who knows? And we hope to hear from you soon. We're going to be here for a little bit longer on the airwaves. So, come and see
us. Get used to this.
Even after a year, we love you. Bye.
Bye.
Fare thee well. If Dave's not going to use it, I will.
A William say, this is the best you've ever done it, guys. Williams.
He's in the next 64 brackets.
Bye.
It's the Ills here.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Whip Around.
I remember when we were zero.
I do too.
Happy birthday.
And thanks for sticking with us, citizens. It's just 1 year, and hopefully we got a whole bunch more. We couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much for being with us on this ride. Jill, thanks for coming along.
Hell to the yaw. That's for 4 people.
Put that sword down. You're going to put somebody's eye out.
Nope.
Hey, Dave.
Yo, what's up, Sean?
We are here. Alcohol adjacent on the 1 year party for the Whip Around. Happy birthday to our baby.
It was like one of our children.
Yeah, like, and I mean, the Whip Around was sort of, it, you know, as a seedling, was sort of a Dave saying, we ought to do a podcast sometime. And I
are you
was
saying,
like,
I supplied the seed
in a less intense way than you said it, but yeah. And now here we are, turning one.
1 year. But, you know, like other podcasts, I look at other podcasts all the time, and they just like start and then it's like stop, and then there's like huge gaps and stuff. So I think it's an accomplishment.
No, we're playing Iron Man. We do the real deal.
Playing Iron Man?
Right? Like football? It's a thing where nobody switch sides?
Yeah. You play both sides, yeah.
Yeah. You turn the icing off. Off sides off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Gretzky. Anyway, happy birthday to the Whip Around from me and Dave. We love you.
It's the yearest we ever did it.
Drink them if you got them, folks.
Drink.
Little dash of grandpa will do you.
I think it's very sweet.